turning cooler.
Did you ever hear the term, anybody say, well, this morning it's really fresh?
The what?
Did you ever hear anybody say, this morning it's really fresh, or it's airish?
Well, airish, you know. That's when that's a little bit colder than what it was, you know. I'd say it's pretty airish this morning, you know. Mm-hmm.
And does that mean there's a wind, or is this cold?
Well, just the temperature. Okay. And the temperature is cooler than what it's been.
Okay. And you've got a handsome fireplace here. Would you remember how the different terms were, especially when you were younger? This part that comes out in the room, what do you call that now, and did you ever call it anything else?
No, it's always been a hearth, but they're built different now than they used to be. Used to be just pack them full of mud, you know, and slick it over, you know, way back when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. Now then, we build them out of concrete, you know.
Mm-hmm. And these pieces along here?
Jams.
The things that hold the logs?
Fire dogs. I've heard them called so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And lately.
And the big log in the back?
Back, call it a back stick, you know.
This piece?
Mantle.
Over, when you were younger, did they ever call it anything else?
I don't know. It wasn't built like this. It was just straight piece across there with braces on it, so plain.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought these and put them up there.
It's a handsome fireplace.
It's been closed up for I don't know how many years, and they kept talking so here a while back about fuel shortage. Till I just went and pulled that plywood off. I had it across there, you know, and I pulled it off and put it away, and had a gas heater. My wife had it moved. It was over yonder when it was put in here. You see yonder on the floor, see that thing?
Oh, yes.
That metal piece?
Uh-huh.
We sat on the hearth there and been there for I don't know how many years, sitting there burning gas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept that off and went back, and the other one was still kept off, and I just undone it, cut the gas off out John, and put my heater back over there and turned it back on. You know.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, you got two solutions there.
See, now like it is, my grandson was just burning up some bunch of junk this day. Soon every morning, I just light that heater right, light, you know.
Mm-hmm. It draws well, doesn't it? And did you ever burn a stove? Did you ever use a stove where you burn wood or coal?
Heater?
Yes. The different parts of that, the connection between the stove and the...
Well, you got to have a flue, you know, up there, build a flue, you know, should have, and then you have to have stove pipe and everything to go get the smoke on out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, the flue, would you describe this?
The flue starts at the ceiling, and I build all of mine. I do my own mason work. I have done so far, I can't now. But you cut a hole up there, and I forgot the dimensions, but anyhow, you cut it and you make a box to fit between the joist out of 2-inch lumber, and you make it taper and make it smaller at the bottom than it is the top, and then you drive 20-penny nail all the way around thick, and then you